When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown. When you've got worries, all the noise and the hurry seems to help, I know. Downtown, just listen to the music of the traffic in the city.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Hoping you're having a good start to the hump day on Wednesday. And when we start talking about downtown, you know who's in the house. Taylor Dawson is here with Great Southern Restaurants.
Hello,
one
hello.
Of the Grits girls.
Alone Grits girl today.
I know. Where's your better half? Our other half, I should say.
My other half. My better half. She's all the things. She has an appointment, so.
Okay, well, that's understandable.
It's understandable. We'll take it over today. So I was just telling Meg, I am recovering from the funk that is going around, so please excuse my little froggy voice.
Oh, I've had it.
We'll get through this together.
I know, we were just talking about it. There's definitely something going around, and we were saying it's something that is just enough that you don't feel 100%, mm-hmm. but not enough to call off from work.
And it completely ruins your voice.
Yeah, my voice is like a frog.
Yes.
Well, you sound good enough, okay?
Thank you so much. Don't even worry.
So tell us what is happening. You have the Great Southern Restaurants. Maybe just for someone that doesn't know what that restaurant group is, to describe who you are and your locations and kind of fill everybody in.
So we are all downtown. We are made up of five restaurants, the Fish House in Atlas, Angelina's downtown, Jackson Steakhouse, and Five Sisters Blues Cafe in the Belmont DeVillers neighborhood. And I hope everybody had a wonderful holiday. We were so busy. It's such a great thing to see. I know we don't like the C word, the COVID word, but after COVID, we never thought it was going to get back to that. And
it was
really exciting to see it all booming. And I just want to say thank you to everybody who dined with us and celebrated the holidays with us. It always means the world.
I loved the opera singing at the tables in their traditional outfits. How Christmassy was that?
And I hope you all tuned into our socials too. We have some videos that we posted. There's nothing more Christmassy.
It was wonderful. That was at Jackson Steakhouse. It was just a neat thing to do. I love that. And y'all do that every year, right?
One of our favorite traditions.
Yeah, absolutely. So what is coming up? We're in January. I feel like...
Isn't that the craziest part about all of this is the holidays? Somehow it moves so slow, but so fast.
Right.
How
and now we're in
happen?
This new year.
We're in the first quarter of the year already.
And we're hitting the ground running for sure, because I know the calendars are filling up already.
So let's begin, because we've got a lot to talk about today.
Tell us what's happening.
So first, we have our Atlas Beverage class. That is our first event. It is tomorrow. It's ABC, as we like to call it. And our theme for this month is the wide world of beer.
Ooh.
It is tomorrow. And I feel like every time I bring up ABC, I have bad news because it's sold out. But I come bearing great news today. Because we have availability for both class times at 5 and 7 o'clock. So, if you've never heard of ABC, you don't know what it is, our goal with this event is to showcase what our local beverage community has to offer. I say this every single month. Every time you turn around, there's something new. Whether it's a brewery, a winery, a distillery, there is something. Sometimes we reach out and do regional, but we try to stay as local as possible, and we want to keep you up to date on what's new right here in our backyard. We'll feature each new place, whether it's a brewery, winery, or distillery, and of course, teach you a little bit about them, eat and drink all the tasty things, and learn, keeping with the school theme. So our classes are going to be held outside on our Harborview deck outside of Atlas, overlooking the beautiful Pensacola Bay. And with that being said, you'll never have to worry about the weather. We are... still have the unobstructed, beautiful view of the bay, but rain, shine, hot, cold, we are weatherproof, so we'll always be outside.
Well, right now the weather's gorgeous.
It's perfect.
So it can't go wrong.
Exactly. Well, knock wood. You never know.
True. This is true.
So they're always the first Thursday of every month. We have a class at 5 o'clock and 7 o'clock. They each run about an hour and 15 minutes. The classes are going to consist of four beverage tastings to complement each beverage. So like I said, this month we're going to be featuring beer, and our executive chef of Atlas Oyster House, Jason Hughes, and our pastry chef of the Fish House, David Williams, have created four small plates in quotes. They're never small plates. To pair with your beverages, trust me, you will not be leaving hungry. You will be leaving with to-go boxes. I can guarantee it. And classes are going to cover the basics as well as specific information regarding the history of who we're featuring, as well as the beverages they'll be providing. There are four courses. And like I said, two classes every month, each about an hour and 15 minutes long. The first class begins promptly at 5 and the second class at 7 o'clock. I do have availability for both. And the class cost per person, get this, $30 for four courses.
That's a steal. Plus it the is. Beverages, right?
Yes.
And getting to try all these different,
yes.
something new, something different. Get out of the box a little bit.
Absolutely. And in addition, throughout, we'll have pop quizzes where you'll have the opportunity to win a bunch of fun prizes. You're laughing. It gets very competitive.
I was going to say, we're in trouble now.
So to make your reservation, you'll reach out to me, Taylor, taylor@goodgrits.com. Call or text me, 850-287-0200.
Well, that's fun. So the one that's coming up right this month is sold out. But you, it's not sold out.
No, so it's tomorrow, and we have availability for both.
Oh, excellent.
I know we're normally always sold out for 5 o'clock, but I don't know if it's just because
it's
funk that's going around, maybe the sickness, but I do have availability for both. So if you've been trying to get into that 5 o'clock slot, now is your chance. Make
excellent.
The reservation with me. And on the subject of Atlas Beverage Class and making your reservations, I do want to go through the rest of the semester because we just put it out this month. So I've gone over January, and then we move on to February 5th. We're going to be featuring Johnny Walker Scotch.
Ooh. Okay.
March 5th, Cecinado Tequila. They are based right here in Pensacola. That one always sells out so fast. We like to call them those crazy tequila boys. It's always a fun one. So if tequila is your thing, definitely reserve your seat for that one. I do still have availability for both seatings for March as well. April 2nd, we're featuring Carbless ready-to-drink cocktails. May 7th, we're featuring Southbound Tequila. And June 4th, which is going to be our last class of the semester, we're featuring Rollins Distillery, which is based out of Gulf Breeze, and that one's always a huge hit as well. So like I said, to make your reservations, you'll reach out to me, Taylor, taylor@goodgrits.com. Call or text me. We keep it lax over here, 850-287-0200.
And just to clarify, how do you spell Taylor? Just because there might be an E or O, right?
Just like Taylor Swift, T-A-Y-L-O-R. And Goodgrits, G-O-O-D-G-R-I-T.
There you go. Okay, just in case you don't know how to spell Gris.
You never know. You never know. It's kind of a crazy email, right?
Love it.
And then moving on to Restaurant Week. We've already moved on to Winter Restaurant Week.
Wow.
That is going to take place at all of our restaurants starting January 26th through February 1st. And in steps with similar events in cities all around the country, Restaurant Week is a culinary celebration that offers residents and visitors alike world-class dining at a great value. And we're now in our 16th year of Restaurant Week. We do it twice a year, January for winter, and then we do it in the first week of August for summer.
Wow, that's exciting.
It's always a lot of fun. It's an event where our chefs really get to step outside the box, mm-hmm. get creative, show their stuff, and we just reap the benefits of that.
That's really
nothing
nice.
Nothing wrong with that. So chefs from each restaurant are going to prepare a 3-course fixed-price dinner menu utilizing the best in local and seasonal ingredients for the winter season, showcasing their culinary expertise for $33 per person per restaurant. What a steal.
That is a steal. Yes, that is a steal.
And
that's awesome.
Diners are encouraged to try each special menu at all 5 of the restaurants. I always say, pro tip, if you go on Wednesday and you dine at Jackson's for Restaurant Week, it's also Wine Down Wednesday. So you can have half off bottles of wine and 3 courses for $33.
That's pretty amazing.
Yes.
And I would encourage people, if you have a habit, I have a tendency to go to the same place. Mm-hmm. Once I find a place I like.
Oh, me too. I'm a creature of habit.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So this is such a great opportunity to just step out of the box and try mm-hmm. a different place and at an affordable price.
Exactly.
And I love that. And I love that the chefs have an opportunity to show off how then we have amazing chefs in this community.
We really do. We really do. And they are very creative. And we have weekly specials, but doing a whole menu for a whole week. And it's a lot of fun. So let's go over that menu. I'll go over some highlights. I'm so sorry to anybody who started their New Year's resolutions. Just close your ears.
How did you know?
At the Fish House, some appetizer options. We have blue crab, spinach, and artichoke bites, chicken and andouille gumbo. I know, even at 9 a.m.
Really, it does sound good.
We have an apple and Brussels sprout salad, some entree options. We have a jerk mahi-mahi, maple bourbon pork ribeye, and a pan-fried chicken fettuccine. And then, of course, we can't forget dessert. We have a chocolate mousse, a strawberry white chocolate cheesecake, and almond pear cake. And I do want to say, too, We do have gluten-free options on all of the menus as well.
And this is $33?
Yep. And that was for Fish House. We still have how many to go? Four more to go.
Okay.
At Atlas Appetizer Options, we have Volcano Chicken Bites, Winter Squash Bisque, and Bone Marrow Baked Oysters. Some entree options, we have a Flounder Meniere, a Jamaican Jerk Half Chicken, Black Angus steak, and some dessert options. We have a mincemeat strudel, a peppermint white chocolate creme brulee, which is also gluten-free. That sounds right up my alley. And an eggnog butter cake.
Golly.
And on over to Five Sisters, some appetizer options for winter restaurant week. We have fried green tomatoes.
Yum.
Yep, speaking my language. Fried pickles, also speaking my language. And spinach artichoke dip.
Oh, love it.
Some entree options, brisket chili, pulled pork tacos, and pan-seared mahi. Some dessert options. We have grandma's banana pudding.
Oh, boy.
Homemade apple pie.
Oh, boy.
And the famous lemon dessert bar. And over at Angelina's, some appetizer options. We'll have a winter citrus salad, eggplant parmesan bites, roasted pumpkin soup. Some entree options. We have a gnocchi alla norcina, a chicken piccata, and a Gulf catch, and dessert at Angelina's. I know I'm not supposed to pick favorites, but I will. I must. There's a pistachio carrot cake, and my favorite is the olive oil cake with the citrus glaze. They always bring it back for restaurant week, so you'll catch me every single night at Angelina's all week just ordering olive oil cake.
Okay.
So if olive oil cake's your thing,
I don't think I've ever had that.
It's kind of hard to find. Not a lot of people do it, and if you've never had it, I definitely encourage you to check it out at Angelina's. It's so good.
It's part of my research.
Yes. Oh, important research.
Absolutely.
And then also, too, a seasonal gelato with the desserts as well. And last, but certainly not least, we have Jackson's, some appetizer options. We have a barbecue pork croquette, loaded potato soup, and spinach salad. Entree options, we have an open-fired Gulf catch, beef tornados, and shrimp bucatini.
Wow.
And on to dessert, we have an espresso tartlet, a blackcurrant creme brulee, and a croissant bread pudding.
Good grief.
Good grief is right.
Sounds wonderful.
And for reservations, same as always, you can always make reservations at Jackson's and Angelina's. Just give them a call or check them out on the website. You can make reservations through the reservation tab through Open Table. And then at Fish House, Atlas, and Five Sisters, we are walk-ins only. But pro tip from your favorite former hostess, you can always give those restaurants a call to see what that current wait time is running, if they are running.
That's a smart thing to do. Yes. If you just joined us, this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And this morning, Taylor Dawson is here, one of the Good Grits girls with Great Southern Restaurants, filling us in on all the exciting events that are going on already in January that you can take advantage of. But if you do have a question about the menu, about one of the restaurants, or just a comment, 850-437-1620. And we did have a question come in already, Taylor.
Woohoo!
So does Jackson's offer prime steaks on their regular menu?
We have prime. We do. And we also, if it's a prime rib that you're looking for, we have our Tuesday special, our prime rib special for $19.99.
That's
so
fantastic.
Definitely check that out. We have it on our website. Everything we talk about today, plus all of our promos, everything we have going on. It's a lot, you guys. I go to greatsouthernrestaurants.com too, because I have a hard time keeping up. It's so much. But everything's listed on the right-hand side. You can also individualize it by restaurant, but everything's right there on that homepage.
No, that special's great. The Tuesday special.
Oh, yeah.
That's really
awesome.
Good. Okay.
It's awesome. And moving on, we have our dinner and an aria, where we team up with the Pensacola Opera at Jackson's. And we are now in our 17th consecutive year for dinner and an aria.
It's so good, too.
We're always proud to partner with them. And that's going to be Thursday, February 5th at Jackson's. And Pensacola Opera's Jan Miller Studio Artist Program continues to provide training and performance experience for young opera professionals and residents here in Pensacola January through March. These artists perform roles on the main stage and appear in numerous educational and community outreach programs, as well as perform at Jackson's, which is our favorite thing.
Absolutely.
And it's great for newcomers and enthusiasts alike. It really is dinner and a show.
It's just lovely. It really is. And they're so, so talented.
So talented. If you don't follow us, I'm big on social media. I do all of our social media. Definitely give us a follow. I'm going to post some videos next week from
Excellent.
Last year.
Yeah. Excellent. And I believe the opera that they're doing next is La Traviata.
Oh, wow.
So my guess would be they might be singing music from that particular thing.
Oh, they perform all kinds of things with us. Some light opera, musical theater pieces.
Oh, nice.
And definitely stuff you'll recognize.
Well, February 5th is just really a week ahead of Valentine's. So you could do an early Valentine's kind
there
of romantic dinner.
And, yeah, exactly.
And beat the crowd. Right?
Exactly. See, you're speaking my language. That's what I like. Beat mm-hmm. the crowds.
Yes.
For the event, we'll have two seatings, the first at 5 and the second at 7:30. And in addition to our full dinner menu, which will be available for the evening, Chef Irv Miller and Chef Jeremiah Taylor have prepared a special feature, which is going to be braised short ribs, pan jus, roasted fingerling potatoes, and roasted snip top carrots.
Okay, now I'm starving.
I'm so sorry. I know.
Okay.
How do you think I feel all the time?
True.
I share an office with a chef.
Oh my goodness.
It's not good for wedding prep. I'll tell you that right now. The biggest question we have for this event is it ticketed? And it is. It's not. But you do have to make your reservation. And what you'll pay for is what you order for dinner.
Oh, really?
You just have
so there's no extra cost to have the aria?
Nope, no extra cost for the ticket.
I love that.
Yes. So to make your reservation, just call Jackson's 850-469-9898 or check them out online at jacksonsrestaurant.com, greatsouthernrestaurants.com. You can make a reservation through Open Table.
Great.
Which leads us in to Valentine's Day.
Oh, boy.
Can you believe it?
No, but yes, but no.
So, of course, we'll be celebrating Valentine's Day at all 5 of our restaurants, and each restaurant will serve from their standard dinner menus and lunch menus with special features created by each of our chefs. So let's start with Fish House and Atlas. They're going to be doing the same thing this year.
Mm-hmm.
Our executive chef, Jason Hughes, has created a special appetizer feature that will be available for both lunch, brunch, and dinner at the Fish House, and that's going to be Baked Oysters a Yaya, which is our baked oysters taked on our famous grits a Yaya. If you've never had our grits a Yaya.
I bet that's delicious.
It's so good. That's going to have roasted Gulf Coast oysters topped with applewood bacon and portobello mushroom cream sauce, Gouda
Taylor.
Cheese, and
Sorry,
I know.
Oh my gosh.
Buttered breadcrumbs. So we're not even half. We just started.
Okay. Keep going.
And in addition to our standard lunch menu, we'll have a special feature as well to celebrate Valentine's Day. That's going to be Scottish salmon, apple, and Brussels sprout salad. Mm. Featuring Scottish salmon filet served over a salad of shaved Brussels sprouts, arugula, Stilton blue cheese, spiced walnuts, dried cherries, and shaved red onion tossed in a Creole cane vinaigrette. And that's just lunch. We haven't even gotten to dinner yet.
Well, here's some good news.
Good news.
Valentine's Day is on Saturday.
Yes.
So you can really go out over the weekend,
yes,
Saturday night.
And as we go on too, a bunch of our restaurants are doing their special features the entire weekend.
Oh,
so
great.
If you want to beat the crowd, maybe a different day.
Yeah, no, that sounds great.
Saturday.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, tell me more.
So dinner at Fish House and Atlas, our special feature is going to be a potato wrapped crab stuffed grouper featuring Gulf Black grouper filet stuffed with lump crab salad and wrapped in crispy potato served over rustic root vegetable ratatouille and topped with exotic mushroom caper butter sauce. And we cannot forget dessert at Fish House and Atlas. We will have a guava cheesecake with cinnamon graham crust, triple chocolate, passion fruit coulis, and roasted strawberries.
My imagination at this moment, I'm trying to picture all of this, just sounds wonderful.
So at Fish House, like I said before, we are walk-ins only, no reservations. But you can, like I said, always give us a call, 850-470-0003. And that hostess will let you know what kind of wait time we're running on Valentine's.
But wouldn't
Day.
You suggest probably if you're planning on doing something for Valentine's, probably a good idea to go ahead and if you want to do the February 5th Aria event.
Absolutely.
Or the Saturday the 14th.
Absolutely.
Probably now's a good time.
Yeah. And I recommend too with Fish House and Atlas, if we are running away, just show up 20 minutes before you want to be seated. You know, depending on how busy we are, and hang out at the bar, grab a cocktail. You can go sit on the water while you wait.
Mm-hmm.
So that's always great. Moving on to Jackson's, we'll be open for Valentine's Day for lunch from 11 to 2 and dinner beginning at 5 o'clock. And in addition to our standard dinner menu, Chef Jeremiah Taylor will offer a special Valentine's Day feature that will be available Friday through Sunday. So it's going to be a petite surf and turf featuring 6-ounce petite filet with béarnaise sauce.
Sorry. My little commentary over here in the corner.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
We're not okay today.
Oh, my goodness. That sounds wonderful.
Yes, with broiled half-cold water lobster tail and drawn butter, whipped potatoes, and asparagus. Of course, at Jackson's, you can make reservations for Valentine's Day. Give them a call, 850-469-9898, or check them out on Open Table on the website. Moving on to Five Sisters for Valentine's Day. We'll be open and serving our specials the entire weekend as well, Friday through Sunday, and brunch on Sunday. And we're going to have three special features, an appetizer, an entree, and a dessert. The special appetizer feature is going to be sautéed mussels served in a creamy wine sauce with tomatoes and garlic. The entree is going to be a Marry Me Chicken pasta, which just screams Taylor Dawson.
Marry Me Chicken?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's and when then, you bring the ring out. Is that the, or exactly. Is that a dessert?
Yep. And then dessert, a chocolate chip brownie with ice cream and chocolate syrup. A classic
favorite
that
dessert,
you can
yes.
never go wrong.
My favorite.
At Five Sisters, we are walk-ins only for Valentine's Day as well. Like I said, give them a call and they'll let you know what that wait time's running. And last but not least, Angelina's will be open on Valentine's Day for dinner. With dinner service from 4 to 10 o'clock. And in addition to our standard menu, Executive Chef Ian Gillette's going to offer a special Valentine's Day entree and dessert that will be available Friday and Saturday. We are closed on Sunday.
Okay.
So half of the weekend. So the dinner entree, wait till you hear this, is a 32-ounce porterhouse for two.
Wow.
It's a classic
That's
Tuscan
huge.
Preparation. I know. Have you seen pictures of these steaks?
No, not
oh
yet.
Oh my gosh. Well, you'll see one soon. Don't worry.
Okay.
They are huge. It serves two, and it's a classic Tuscan preparation, the ultimate steak carved for sharing, and featuring both the tender filet and richly marbled strip on the bone. Ours is going to be fire grilled and finished with Tuscan olive oil, fresh herbs, and flaky sea salt, served with Italian salsa verde, blistered cherry tomatoes, and herbed fingerling potatoes with grilled zucchini.
Wow.
And then for dessert, we're going to have a flourless chocolate espresso tort.
Oh, my goodness.
Woo, I'm out of breath.
That sounds wonderful. Really, I'm not kidding. That sounds wonderful.
Oh, it's going to be any dessert. Mm-hmm. Valentine's Day dessert. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm looking for. And at Angelina's, you can make reservations. Give them a call, 850-542-8398, or visit them online. And like I said, just to reiterate, anything we talk about, everything's online. It's very easy to find. I like to say it is tailor-proof. If I can find it, I promise you can find it.
And you also have social media. So you have Facebook pages for each restaurant. Is that correct?
Yep. And then on our Facebook, all of our events are listed under the events tab as well.
Excellent. Excellent.
And our final event, it is Pensacon. Pensacon is approaching.
Yes, right around the corner.
Yes. If you've never heard of Pensacon, it is Pensacola's Comic Convention or Comic-Con. That's going to be Friday, February 20th through Sunday, February 22nd. And of course, we are going to feature three nights of themed decor at the Fish House with drink specials,
I love it.
Photo opportunities, and of course, plenty of fun. Every time I've talked about Pensacon, you guys already know the lore with me and Pensacon. We've been making these decorations. I've been doing it now with them since 2014.
Oh, my
goodness.
So we
build on it every single year, and it gets better and better.
Can you give us a hint of what you're doing for this year, or is it a secret?
Secret, but just picture I'm swinging. I'm on a ladder. I'm swinging from the ceiling, hanging floating candles. A lot of blood, sweat, and tears goes into it, but it really is a lot of fun, and it's all worth it when I see everybody's smiling faces walking in the door. So the actual convention at the Bay Center is going to be Friday through Sunday, but we're going to be all decked out, decorated starting the Monday before on the 16th. And the Fish House will once again be transformed into Harry Potter's Hogwarts School of Witchcraft and Wizardry. So if you're a Harry Potter fan, definitely come see us. You can count on seeing all of your Hogwarts favorites, including plenty of potions. Trust me on that one. Quidditch, take home wands, and a quick stroll through Diagon Alley if that's what you fancy. Our entire team's going to be dressed up as well, joining in on the fun. And there's so much to do. We have a sorting hat, all kinds of fun photo ops. And of course, our famous drink specials at the Fish House include the Goblet of Fire, which check that out on our socials too. It's a huge goblet. It serves four. Do not order it on your own.
Oh my
It serves
goodness.
Four people.
Oh my goodness.
And we light it on fire, which is such a fun like social media moment too, if you've never seen it. We have a truth serum potion. So if you're trying to get something out of your boyfriend, definitely bring him to Fish House. And of course, classic butter beer. We have a non-alcoholic for children.
Wow.
And then the adult version as well. And so many more. I will say, let me reiterate, drink specials will only be available the weekend of the Comic-Con.
Okay.
So Friday through Sunday, but will be decorated Monday through Sunday.
Excellent. Excellent.
Yep, and we're just four blocks away from the Bay Center. They have a trolley service. Come see us, and you also know what's, you'll never know what celebrities you're going to see.
That's either. Right. That's yes. right. So Taylor Dawson is here with Great Southern Restaurants. Give us that website one more time.
GreatSouthernRestaurants.com or reach out to me, Taylor@GoodGrits.com.
You're amazing. Thank I love you. All this. Now I'm starving, but it's okay. I'll survive, I guess.
I'm sorry. We'll get through it together.
Great job, Taylor. Tell Maria we said hi. We missed her this week.
I'm sure she's listening in.
Good morning, and thanks for everything.
Thank you.